It's 8:41 on a Wednesday morning with the Musers. We have some maintenance work we need done here in the studio, so let's open the door and welcome in our maintenance man here in the building, Clarence Murphy.
Hey, Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man in the building.
Morning.
Yeah, I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once-over with the monkey wrench.
Oh, yeah.
And I tune in to hear you guys talking about football and baseball. Yeah. And then I listen for a while, and I get caught up on the app on my jitterbug phone, you know, with the extra-large numbers that I can press because eyesight ain't so good no more.
Right.
And I heard y'all talking about something else, and I got to say, I'm sorry you lost your dog there, old Giorgio.
Oh, thanks, Clarence.
Yeah, old Gunner, he's crossed that rainbow bridge.
That's
he's
right.
Up there annoying Jesus, bringing him that stuffed sock over and over and over again. But,
that's what good pups do.
And I heard you say that Gunner was the number one ranked silver lab.
Are you okay?
And, in the world.
Yes.
And,
well, in Denton County, anyway.
Well, I heard you, but then your friend came along and said may have been number one ranked
Maybe.
In the world. And,
Maybe.
Yeah, and I wanted to correct that because my silver lab.
You got a silver lab?
Becky was the number one ranked silver lab in the entire world, so that leaves Gunner number two.
Okay, we'll take two. That's fine.
And I lost my beloved dog Becky 12 years ago, and I ain't had the guts to, or really the space, to get another dog.
Yeah.
She was a great hunting dog. Always wanted to go hunting with me, and I know you had Gunner for 11 years.
Yeah.
I had Becky for only two.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Took her hunting with Dick Cheney. That was mistake number one.
Jeez.
Mistake number one.
You never went hunting.
He blew her the hell away on accident because he mistook her for a fellow hunter.
You never went hunting with Dick Cheney.
I've never gotten over it. But
Who else was on that
hunting
trip?
Well, we was hunting. It was me, Dick Cheney, the aforementioned vice president. Sabrina Carpenter. J-Lo.
Wow.
And seemed like there was a local media member with us.
Who could it be?
Can't really. It was a cross-dressing Mike Ducey.
Okay. He's not known as
That's
that.
Who it was. And we knew it was going to be a quick hunting trip because Ducey warned us at the outset that he had extreme diarrhea.
Whoa.
And I said, that's okay, Mike. You know, we're out in the field, and you only got the thong to pull aside. So, I mean, come on.
He went hunting in a thong?
Yeah, but he said, no, I only like going diarrhea in my own home toilet so my family can enjoy the moans of joy. That was the quote. It was very weird.
I don't think you'd want to share that.
All right, cool. Well, anyway, so we was out there on that field and everything was right, quiet, and everything. Yeah. We were just waiting. And, well, Sabrina and J-Lo, they was over there chatting and not paying attention. But
imagine
then,
that.
Right at the time that old Becky, the silver lab retriever, was on point to ready to flush out a covey of deer from the thicket.
Deer?
Hmm.
How about quail?
Old Dick Cheney, he gets ready, right? He's ready for this. And right at that moment, Ducey, who's sharing the duck blind with us.
Now you're in a duck blind.
He feels a burble and lets loose an explosion of liquid musgrain.
I need to tell you more about that.
Well, that scares old Dick Cheney, so he points his gun to the closest thing he can mistake for a human. And it happened to be old Becky, the silver lab.
That's terrible.
Yep, lost her there.
Offer to replace your dog?
So I've been there. No, he didn't mention anything about it.
Wow.
He just thought, you know, he's used to going on hunting trips and killing whatever he wants, shooting whatever he wants with impunity.
The guy was just injured.
Anyway, hey, are you guys, I don't know if y'all noticed, but I'm dressed a little bit nicer. These are nicer coveralls than I normally wear. It's because I've been renting my place out for the World Cup. Making a fortune.
Huh. Really?
Making a fortune. You wouldn't think so many Croats would want to rent out a boiler room for a World Cup match.
So they're living here
here in the building. That's where I live. You know, I live down in the boiler room.
I don't think you can sublease.
There was like 12 of them that rented out my boiler room for the whole month. And I don't know how they're all going to fit on my single-person cot that I got down there.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I'm getting $10,000.
Wow, whoa. Good for you.
Yeah, I told them for that price they were paying, they could even eat some of the potted meat and saltine crackers I had stashed in my gunny sack down there.
Where are you living now, if they're living there?
Oh, just here and there.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When this building closes, that Catman has a pretty nice office. That's all I'm saying.
So you've been sleeping in Cat's office.
I don't know if he's noticed that. I hope he doesn't open the lid on that Homer bucket in the corner. That's all I got to say. Anyway, hey, listen, you guys, come on down to the boiler room and meet some Croats when you get the chance.
Sure.
All right, we'll welcome them.
Croats are
there goes Clarence.